Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zavar's here. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999. He's an award-winning journalist, received a national award from the SBA. I was there when he got it. I can confirm that. He's the author of three books on being home base, and he has been now since 1989, and proud of it. He's not a throwback yet, but he might be one of these days. Jeffrey, welcome back.
The throwback is here, and I'm proud to be part of that and part of your show.
And he operates the Worm Cam for us, folks, out there on Main Street. Hey, Jeff. One of the things I know you're thinking a lot about these days is, and I wrote a piece about it just a week or so ago, about as we wrap up the year, taking stock and looking around and kind of surveying how things have been going. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, in many businesses, I know in my business and in many out there, if you're assuming you're not in retail, which this is the busiest time of year for you, you know, you make your money in the tail end of the year. In my business, as a writer and as a contractor to publications and to small businesses and mid-sized businesses who need words, you know, a lot of them, their marketing falls off. Their actual execution of marketing falls off in the fourth quarter. And so, not necessarily the fourth quarter, but the last month. And so it leaves me downtime.
At a minimum, they just don't want to talk about it, right?
At a minimum, they got other things going on.
They might need to be doing it, but that doesn't mean they're going to.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, for me, I look at it as, you know, where the first, 10 to 11 months of the year, we try and crank as hard as we can and make as much as we can. In the fourth quarter, in the last month, things kind of slow down. And what do we do with that? We can sit here and do nothing, or we can take stock and we can sort of plan for the year ahead and see where we were in this past year and where we want to be in the year ahead. And I think that it's important.
That's something that I wrote about recently, is that a lot of people are trying to wrap up at the year by getting as much sales as they can
right before
the end of the year, so they have a good year. And they're more focused on that than anything. And I was just trying to say, okay, fine, but January 1 is going to be here soon enough.
Yeah.
And what can you do to make sure that next year starts off as clean as possible? Well, you can do some of those things this year.
Absolutely. And I think that especially for those people, again, you have to, this conversation is for everybody. Even if you're a retailer, you got to set aside some time. Even if it is, your busy season, you have to set aside some time to think about where you want to be in the new year. Or you know that you've got to crank until, January 2, and then you can take your time. And, especially if you're in a contracting business of, you're a party planner out there or somebody who serves some big events and this is the time that all your events come together, then certainly you're not going to spend your time doing it. But you have to take stock. Where did you? As Santa would ask, were you naughty or nice? Where were your?
Stop preaching and started meddling, Jeff.
There you go. So, did you look back on the year or look back on the past year, and were you naughty? Where did you go wrong? Where could you have done better? Were you nice? Where were your strengths?
Introspective.
You have to start thinking, and you have to start being honest. Be honest with yourself about,
This above all to thine own self be true.
Yeah, because as they say, you'll wake up in the morning, you might be able to put on the front, it was a stellar year, but you're the one who looks at your bank book every day or whatever the case may be. You're the one who knows, how you did. And you have to be honest with yourself. And how did we do? Where were the strengths? Where were the weaknesses? Are there, in all honesty, are there clients that I need to go back and say, okay, we could have done better this year? What did we do strong? Or you did well, and you say, okay, we're going to amp your work up this year. And that's like in my business.
What employees were were leaders, demonstrated leadership this year.
Yep.
That you need to you want to be sure to recognize them who didn't demonstrate leadership.
Right.
Maybe it's time to let them go somewhere else.
Right. You know, and that should be something we're looking at, you know, again, all year long, but you know, but in the year end, you can really see the numbers come, you know, sort of
As a home base person, is this a time of year? And of course, as you know, I was for a long time, more than once,
sure.
Actually, a couple of times. Because we actually started our home base businesses the same year back in the day. But do you take an assessment? Is it a good time to say, okay, should I still be home based?
I think that. It's a time.
I mean, it's a way of life for you, but it wasn't for me. It was a means to an end for me, but what do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, and I don't think that at year end is the time. I mean, as a micro enterprise, you'll feel it throughout the year. If you're not making ends meet, or if an opportunity comes along that you can't pass up,
right.
You know, you have a client who says, you know, we like what you're doing. We're going to make you an offer to bring you in house.
My customers didn't like it. My customers wanted me to have an office downtown.
Well, you mean remain an entrepreneur, just stop being
home-based. Yeah, no, they wanted me to continue to work for them. I had a consulting business.
Right.
But it seemed weird to them that I was at home, even though it was the right thing for me to do. As soon as I could, when I got downtown, it made them happy.
Well, I think that we have to think about the bigger picture.
But that was my customer profile, though.
Right, and I think we have to think about that from the bigger, you know, and that was 20 years ago, almost 30 years ago,
yeah.
You and me alike, where the market has matured in a certain way, where
right.
I'm seeing ads
right.
on some of the sites where they want you in-house.
We were home-based before home-based was cool.
Exactly. So now people can do that, but you have to be cautious because some clients, you know, well, you're handling confidential data. Do I know that it's
right.
being handled correctly?
Mm-hmm.
There aren't people coming and going. Is your house secure? I mean, I wrote a book on home office safety and security to make sure that your customers, or where we discuss how your customers need to feel confident that the information that they're giving you is protected when it's with, you know, when
right.
it's with you,
right.
when it leaves their contact.
So wrap it up for us.
Have you been naughty or nice? Take your assessment for the year. See where you could have done better, where you did great, sort of, you know, to replicate those.
Write it down, right? Put it on paper.
Put it on paper. And bring in your counsel.
Yeah.
You know, are there others that you collaborate with that can help you see the bright lights, you know, see the positives, and maybe, you know, polish up and, you know, put a shine on certain things that you might be able to do better.
So January 1, you've benefited from the good and the bad.
Right.
From this year. Well
right.
said.
Absolutely.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back. We're going to completely change the subject and talk about mobile. What mobile companies charge us for the work that we do with them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.